Okay, hang on, one sec. How about it goes like this?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
The one.
The daddy.
Hands in the air.
Yas, queen.
Three. Easy. Two.
Radio.
One.
All together now. Daddy's
home. Scott Mills.
Imagine the scene.
There's someone at the door.
Daddy's home.
Three, two.
Radio one.
I'm back. That's right. Daddy's home. Can we stop saying that? I actually hate it.
Well, you've just said it.
Yeah, I know, but like, it's because it was the intro of the show today. Anyway, American menus are well confusing, as I found out last week. I'm revived and ready for a fresh start on Bangers versus Chris. It's a dog-related Ask Me Anything. And our listener, Emily, is trying to find a boyfriend for Christmas so she can leave the single market through this show. She trusts us. How was your time with Gordon?
Yeah, it was good. It was good fun.
Yeah. Looked fun, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. How was your holiday?
It was really good, thank you.
Was it fun?
It was great fun, yeah. it was...
Anything to report?
Went to see Lady Gaga in Las Vegas. That was fun.
Yeah.
She was dangling above my head. That was cool.
Yeah, because it was quite funny because obviously the time difference meant that I'd get some of your messages when you're on a night out when it was like 9, 10 in the morning here.
Time difference is weird.
Yeah. Because I'm reading the messages going, look, he's clearly had a wine here. Or he's gone to see Gaga like an hour before. So it was like 4 a.m. for you and I was just waking up.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
I know. It's quite odd as well because I quite liked it. There's only a certain time window that people can get hold of you.
Yeah.
So like after about 4 in the afternoon, you don't hear from anyone until the next day. It's
great. But it means for a week, all the messages I'm getting are like your late night messages.
But at 8 a.m.
It's good.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, it was a good week. Slightly dampened by the fact that my boyfriend is Welsh, and as we were waiting for over an hour to collect our bags at Heathrow Airport yesterday, the whole family crowded round a small iPhone watching Wales crash and burn. Unlucky Wales.
Well, of course, and you're a big Wales rugby fan as well, aren't you? So this is you singing the national anthem, of course.
So there was a bit where we thought, yeah, they definitely lost our luggage and Wales have just crashed out. It wasn't the best end to it. But apart from that, all good. Good to be back on.
One!
Mm-hmm. Lizzo, Ariana Grande, good as hell. How long do you think that took her to record?
Oh,
the extra bit?
Probably not too long.
Voice notes on the phone, isn't it? I can do that now.
Yeah. Do you reckon?
Good as hell.
The thing is,
I've just done it.
I don't think you're going to get added to the song the same way.
No, but that's exactly what she did. It was that much effort required. I'll put it back. Good as hell. Yeah, that's exactly what she did. Just on the voice note.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, have you just added me to Lizzo and Ari? That's amazing. Right, this is how easy it is, right? This is how pop stars collab, and it's literally just a voice note on their phone. This is how easy it is.
Check my lips. Baby, how you feeling?
Good as hell. Just from one voice note on my phone.
Baby, how you feeling?
Good as hell.
Check my lips.
Sounds like it was there, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of there, isn't it?
Sounds like it was there.
Good as hell.
Could have been in the studio with Lizzo and Ariana. She wasn't there either, let's be honest.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what? It's so good to be back on.
It's nice to have you back, mate.
Thank you. I've missed you all. Hello, big winter coat. I got it out today.
Yeah.
First time this year. You know what that means? Once the big winter coat comes out, it's cuffing season.
That's true.
Right. If you're not in a relationship right now, you need one for Christmas. Details to follow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie from Ashford. All right. He says, big winter coat for the first time this year. What are you wearing in January, February, etc.? Yeah, you know what I mean. Out again for the first time. Cos winter.
You know that thing on Thursday that was meant to be happening?
Halloween?
No, Brexit.
Oh, yeah?
It's not happening anymore.
Oh, is it not?
Well, no, I'm sure it's happening. It's just not on Thursday.
God, Brexit's had more dates than most of our listeners this year.
True. But what I thought is perhaps we could replace Brexit on Thursday with something else. Feels like something else needs to fit in on Thursday. A new deadline.
What do you suggest?
Well, I was thinking, why don't we help one of our lovely single listeners find a boyfriend or a girlfriend in time for Christmas?
Okay.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm triggering Article 69.
All I want is you for Christmas.
Someone is going to be leaving the single market, and it's going to happen on this show.
I hope that Santa
and they'll be gaining a strong and stable relationship.
Yes, you're in.
Okay, so we are looking for the right person for you to spend your life with, or at least Christmas. It's that time of year, do you know what I mean? It's getting cold.
Yeah.
You want someone to have a little cuddle with, and you do want the presents. And relationship deadline day is looming. So let's try and help one of you, Radio 1 listeners, find someone in time for Christmas. Then there will be a present under your tree this year. I'd really like you to find someone.
All right, so this is how it's going to work. A few people got in touch when we sort of loosely floated this idea. And we've got one girl who's lined up. She's looking to find someone for Christmas, Scott. And we're going to speak to her next.
We've had hundreds and hundreds of people.
It's great.
All wanting a happy Christmas.
Yes. This could be a lot of fun. And ultimately, someone listening to this right now could be dating this girl by the end of the week.
Scott Mills.
Some of the responses we're getting to this are huge. Liz, 25, from Leeds. Hopelessly single, went on 3 first dates last week to no avail. I work as a wedding coordinator, so every Saturday I have to see couples on the happiest day of their life, and it's making me desperate. Also, I'm quite an interesting person. I used to work at Buckingham Palace as a royal footman. Ask Greg. He met me 2 years ago when he brought the teen heroes to the reception at Kensington Palace. So much response to this. So here's our mission. Are you looking for someone to spend Christmas and hopefully some of the new year with? Let's try and make it happen. All I want is you for Christmas. It's that time where everyone wants to get in a relationship in time for the festive season.
The thing is, we want this done by Thursday. We've triggered Article 69. It's got to happen now.
Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Now, you responded to our plea. We wanted to find someone that's looking for that special person. How long have you been single for?
Since February this year.
It's all good being single, right? But what is the one thing that you're really looking for in a relationship? Is it all the cuddles and the sort of Christmassy times?
I want to go on adventures. I want to have a coffee with someone else, you know?
I know what you mean, yeah.
Hang on, having a coffee is not that much of an adventure.
No, but you know what I mean? It's like more fun going to the cinema with someone else, you know? It's just,
yeah.
It's not so much the kind of the cozy nights. I've got a fire for that. It's just more the,
right.
The company.
Bit of company, yeah.
Yeah.
So whereabouts do you live?
Okay, so I live in Aberdeen, and it's a bit of a small pool in Aberdeen because everybody works in the same industry and everybody knows each other. So it's not a very good dating scene.
Oh, okay.
I'm mad about the oil there, Scott.
Yeah, so they say plenty of fish, but you seem to have run out of the fish.
Well, I do fish in my spare time, but I just haven't got the right catch yet.
Do you?
Oh.
Do you actually fish?
You've got a fisherman.
Fisher person, please.
A fisher person?
Yeah, exactly. The pool in Aberdeen, I was actually there on Saturday night myself, so I could see what we're dealing with here.
Mm.
And I was in a nightclub that was there. And yeah, I would say that the pool does seem fairly small. But have you had quite a successful dating life in the small pond?
I mean, I wouldn't say successful, otherwise I wouldn't be speaking to you now.
And have you tried to fish outside of the Aberdeen area?
I mean, there's not a very big place to fish in that area. It's quite a small area, the northeast of Scotland overall.
And what kind of fish are you into?
Literally or metaphorically?
No, I'm just talking more about people now.
Right. The kind of guys I go for are probably quite stocky. By my track record, they're also quite childish, so don't like that.
Okay. Stocky and childish, great.
Yeah, good start.
A fat child.
That's what we want. Okay, anything else?
Somebody who's not afraid of an independent woman, I think, is probably my biggest blocker at the moment.
Is there anything about you that might put people off?
What a question.
So I cannot have food on my plate touching if it's not meant to touch. And that's a deal breaker.
I get you. So like lasagna, fine, because it all sort of just merges into one. Sausage and mash, it's all got to be separate, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And preferably with a gravy pot inside as well.
Right, hang on. So give me an example. I've never heard of this. Of something, what has to be separate? I don't get it.
So, you know how in restaurants nowadays they serve things like stacked, like a stacked roast dinner or stacked steak and chips?
Yeah.
It's got to be separate. It's got to have its own little place, its own little area on the plate, which you can decide how you eat it. You're in charge of how much you eat at any one time.
So if the steak is touching the chips, that's a no?
If the chips is on top of the steak, it's a no. It can touch, but only just.
It, okay. It lives alongside. That's what you're saying there.
What about egg and baked bean?
Yeah, separate.
Yeah, what are you struggling to understand here? I think this is actually really reasonable.
No, but it comes on one plate, and obviously the beans are like they've got liquid, so it's going to run into the egg.
Yeah.
Not if you're careful.
Exactly.
Well, you're parting it like the Red Sea, are you?
Well, I mean, maybe not that drastic, but within reason, yes.
This is interesting because you are like me by the sounds of it, and you, like, when you have your dinner, you eat each section at a time.
No. So this is where it's different, you see. I like to have a proportioned mouthful of my fork at any one time. So I don't eat things separately, I eat them all together, but proportionately. So I can eyeball the plate and know how much of each I've got left and do a ratio statistic in my head. And I do it that way.
Apart from that, I'm perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Well, no, you sound great. So if you're listening and you're also single at the moment and you're thinking, you know what, Emily sounds like my cup of tea, then that's what we're going to do. We're going to get you to get in touch with us.
Well, Scott, do they have to be single? I mean, what are the rules here? What are we all agreeing on? You need someone single, do
yes.
you?
Yes. Well, what are you suggesting?
No, I'm just suggesting we can make up the rules here, can't we?
Well,
might be someone listening now in a relationship, but might be thinking, actually, I'm listening to my dream person here.
Emily, I'd rather not that, would you?
I'd far rather not. No, thank you. I've got standards.
It feels messy to me. Yeah, I don't want damaged goods on the show.
No, that's not damaged. Equally, you're not open to the idea of... I mean, what are we looking for here? Just one person, are we?
Categorically, yes.
Oh, wow.
Right. Well, it's just good to set this out, I think, before Christmas, Scott.
Okay, so you're suggesting more than one person and people that are already in relationships.
I'm not.
What are you doing?
I'm just saying, just define what it is you're looking for
so everyone listening
knows whether to waste their time or
Emily,
not.
Emily, me and you are on the same page. We want it to be clean and simple, right?
No baggage unless it's Mulberry, please.
No baggage. And then and also they need to be single and normal and all of that.
Exactly.
So what we're going to do tomorrow is, Emily, I don't want to waste your time, so I'm going to speak to some guys for you. I'm going to vet them before you even get to them, okay?
Brilliant. Sounds great to me. Thanks.
We are looking at guys here, are we?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, cool. So tomorrow we'll weed out all the applicants. Why Wednesday I would have kind of whittled it down a bit, and then Thursday we'll probably have an on-air date on the radio. Is that all right?
I may already have a date on Thursday. But, I mean, I can work around that. I can work around that, yeah.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, well, ours will take priority, yeah. I would have thought, because putting in the effort here. All right, then, fine. So, let the fun begin.
Okay.
How do people get in touch, Scott?
They can text 81119 or they can email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Are you on the lookout for love this Christmas? Emily, I'm going to speak to some people.
Yes.
I think it would become immediately obvious which ones are fine and which ones we need to ditch. And then I'll speak to you after that, all right?
Okay, you do you.
I'm gonna do me.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One.
Hey, Scott, this time last week, me and Jordan were speaking to a professional stunt woman on Ask Me Anything.
Oh, let me hear that.
What is the maddest scene you've been involved in, do you reckon?
I nearly drowned, funnily enough, on a kids' programme. Yeah, I doubled this actress that was larger than I was, and they put me in a sponge suit, and this huge thing just collected all the water, and I was swimming in the same spot, it felt like, for about half an hour. Sometimes I do have to say to myself, what's wrong with you? Get a proper job.
Yeah, I've said that to myself a lot.
Can all relate.
Not a proper job.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, here we go. I am all ears. I'm ready to ask the questions. It is Monday, so it's time for Ask Me Anything. The more unusual individuals in life, which makes up this great thing about planet Earth, you know? We can't all be the same.
Yeah, I hear you. Special people here.
So we don't know who we're about to be put through to, but bear in mind, they will have done or have done something absolutely remarkable. They may be doing it right now.
Mm.
One of life's people that just make you feel a bit inadequate, do you know what I mean? Okay, so put them through, please. Hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm James Clark and I'm the owner of Bear the Beagle, the 2x UK dog surfing champion.
Dog surfing?
Yeah, dog surfing, surfing with dogs.
I have never heard of this.
When you say surfing with dogs, are you surfing with like the dog in your arms, or is the dog on the board, or is even better, the dog surfing on its own?
The latter of the two. So either me and the dog surfing together or the dog surfing on their own, depending on the conditions.
That's madness. So are you telling me that there's dogs out there that know how to surf, or is this a kind of like put them on a board and push them out?
No, they know how to surf. It's big business. I mean, in the US, it's a huge deal over there. So it just started in the UK a couple of years ago.
And do the dogs like it?
Think about it, Scott. Like, dogs love just having their head out of a car window. Imagine the wind you get with surfing. No, it'll be proper, like, tongue-out situation. You know when a dog loves it?
Right.
When the tongue is out.
Yeah, the tail's wagging and the tongue is out.
What's the crack with, like, getting out to the wave? Is it a little doggy paddle?
Okay, so it depends on the conditions, but typically what you do is, so you kind of get by the water's edge, get the dog onto the board.
Are they strapped in?
No, not strapped in. They're just basically stood on the front. The owner gets on the back of the board and then will kind of paddle out into the surf.
Yeah.
And catch a wave in like that.
And has he got a little doggy wetsuit on?
he's got a little doggy life jacket, but no wetsuit. No.
Oh. Right, I've just seen the one they have in California.
Yeah.
I'm gutted because I was there last week and I missed this. The 14th annual puppy competition in the California Del Mar Dog Beach contest.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the world championships.
Yeah. More than 80 dogs take part in the one in California. Each heat, 10 minutes long. They're allowed to go into the ocean accompanied by their human partners, but then they're kind of on their own. They need to stay on the board and show off their surf spirit.
We've had people from the US actually messaging through saying, right, we're gonna challenge you, Bear, because Bear's won it two times in a row now.
Next stop America, I think.
Yeah, or Americans next stop, Branson Beach Pool.
This is incredible. Yeah, I'm looking at pictures now of dogs on surfboards. It's my new favourite thing.
Well, you should come be a judge next year.
Oh, yes. Yes. This is great. Imagine that, Chris. I've just seen a picture of a dog on a surfboard loving life with a pair of sunglasses on.
Yeah, there's some incredible videos on here as well.
What's your dog called again?
It's called Bear.
And what's Bear's following like on social?
It's Beagles Don't Surf.
Got it. Okay. Oh, I've just seen him. Look. Follow.
All right, Real Scott Mills, start following you.
Yeah, you see? There it is. Right. Listen, James, it's great to speak to you. And, we'll be in touch about coming to judge the dogs. It's going to be a bit like when they asked us at that race course that time to judge best-looking horse, and we were slightly out of our depth. I mean, I don't know what's a good surf and what's not, especially from a dog, but I'll give it a go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This
is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, how are we doing?
All good. Are you in a relationship at the moment, or would you like to apply for Emily as well?
No, I'm happy to marry Frank.
Oh, married, okay, yeah, cool.
Make that clear.
All right.
What is chaff, by the way, Scott? I've never been sure on this one.
It's the kind of the dregs, if you will.
Is it?
I think it is.
But if the wheat is like what you really want from the situation, I can't even imagine what the chaff is.
Wheat from the chaff. Oh, just look, let me just Google that for you.
It's one of those phrases, isn't it, that we all say, but never sure what it is.
What are you doing today, Chris?
I'm just on my way back from Darton. I've been selling cows at Darton today.
Cows?
Yeah.
Cows! One of my favourite clips of the Queen, where she gets overly excited when she sees some cows. Cows!
Yeah. Did you get a good price for the cows?
Not too bad. You know, it's not great at the minute, but not too bad.
What, is the price of cows down, is it?
Yeah, everyone's not eating beef, which isn't ideal.
Right.
So everyone should start eating it again.
What's the average price for a cow at the moment, Chris?
The ones we're selling sort of in around that £800-900 mark.
Oh, quite pricey, aren't they?
Yeah.
You get a lot of meat on the cow, though, Scott.
Yeah, that's true. Wheat from the chaff, sort the valuable from the worthless.
There you go.
I don't know what the chaff is, but the chaff is the worthless.
Okay. Good, I feel like we're all learning a lot.
Right, I've got this for your bangers today.
Heard this in America, did you?
Yep.
Is bangers just American themed for the next 2 weeks?
You will notice a lot of American tracks, yes. This is The Weeknd, In the Night. I'd like to hear this today, Chris.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah. No. All right, Chris, that's Scott's banger choice. My banger choice today is this. I'm just being me. My favourite band, one of my favourite songs. This is the streets. Has it come to this?
You're doing it GC style, aren't you?
I am.
And this is what I'm doing. I'm not getting involved. I'm here to enjoy myself, GC style. Do you know what I mean? I just want to be me.
That's it.
All right, so... Chris, what are we going for?
It's just weird hearing Gemma Collins over the streets there.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. It's a bit of a no-brainer for me, really. It's got to be a streets life.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why I came back. Has it come to this? Oh, 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 oh. Original
pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial. One Extra Talks. It's about real-life stories.
It happened to me at that moment in time.
Your life and the issues we all go through.
I didn't see any black boys that looked like me.
Topical stuff that affects us all. The place where we get open and honest.
Why are you dating? What? It's just common sense, no?
Covering topics like body image, being gay and black, hustle culture, relationships, your health, and much, much more.
They just think there's only one of us when there's, like, thousands of us.
We get past all the taboos so we can get to the heart of the subject.
One Extra Talks with Reese Parkinson.
Download and subscribe now at BBC Sounds. Rip down posters alike from last week's big garage night in the next Tyson fight. I cook them at 90 degrees Fahrenheit and don't copy the copyright. I got them in my sights, blinded with the lights, take them to dizzy new heights.
Blinded with the lights, dizzy new heights. Has it come to this? Chaff is horse food.
Is it?
Yeah.
You want the wheat, not the chaff.
You do want the wheat, yes. And that's what we'll find for Emily later this week. What are we saying about Ian from Cornwall?
What's he saying?
He's been single for a few years now. He says, I'd love the chance to find someone. Likes the sound of Emily. Please help me. I even tried on ITV's Take Me Out. Had a blackout on the main show.
Rubs.
I know. But did get a date on Take Me Out the Gossip, or the obviously the extra show.
You don't need...
Oh, that's, didn't even get a date on the main show.
By the way,
is that the one with Mark Wright?
How good is it hearing that song on Radio 1? I
yeah.
love it.
Yeah, all right.
Big, well, no, because you've glossed over it.
You've got
there.
A parrot in here. Every time you say that, yeah, yeah. How good was that? Yeah, yeah.
I no. The reason I
the
say
streets,
it,
the streets.
For me, that is a Radio 1 anthem.
Radio 1 anthem.
Right. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Stop yeah. it. Yeah.
I right. You're not meant to be on.
Why is there a parrot in here? Stop agreeing with everything.
I remember
he says.
Hearing that on Radio 1 for the first time, changed my life.
That was the streets.
It was when he was on.
Was
as
it?
Well. Yeah.
I'm bothered. That was Has It Come to This by The Streets on BBC Radio 1, a deserved winner on Bangers.
Scott Mills.
I've just found out something about the Queen, and I love this so much. Found this on the Newsbeat socials, and it's an interview with someone that knows the Queen or works for the Queen, something like that. And anyway, it's about, do you remember in 2012 when she did that scene for the Olympics opening ceremony with James Bond?
Yeah.
And she, oh, she was really famous when yeah. she jumped out of the plane in that. She apparently asked for the line in that. Like, it, she insisted that if she was in it, that she had a speaking role. She how like, cool is that?
I'm not doing it unless I get to say
yeah,
this.
How good is that?
Mr. Bond, Your Majesty.
Good evening, Your Majesty.
Oh my word. That was, do you remember when that was on? Everyone was like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah. No one believed it was her.
It was so good. I just couldn't believe it. I was with my whole family at the time going, this is amazing.
Good evening, Mr. Bond.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Orphans, new Coldplay music on Radio 1.
Speaking of Coldplay, did you see what they did for the kind of announcement for the track listing on the album? So what they did is they put out an advert in the local paper in North Wales. It was the North Wales Daily Post, and they announced the track listing in there. It's
why
crazy
in there?
When you see it. I think they just wanted to make it a bit different. Although,
one of the band members is from near
Johnny
there.
Johnny is it. From the area, I believe. So it's really funny when you see it. It's obviously the local paper and the entertainment section of the adverts. It's just their track listing. They're like, it looks actually quite boring.
What a scoop, like though, that. For that newspaper, the local paper.
How amazing is that, right?
Right?
And it's in amongst all the other things being advertised. There's a fridge freezer for sale next door to it. There's some adult lines just on the right-hand side.
Oh,
there.
Was it's, it in that section?
In that section. Section.
And then just the whole Coldplay track list.
It's crazy.
That's so good.
Anyway, it gave us a great idea, which we thought we would do, and we've gone and done it. So tomorrow's show, everything that's on tomorrow's show, this radio show, your show,
right?
Everything that's we've got planned for it, for tomorrow's show, is going to be announced in the Southern Daily Echo, in one of the sections in there. I'm assuming the advertising section in there, in a Coldplay style.
Tonight?
Tomorrow. For tomorrow. So if you get that paper, the Southern Daily Echo, and look through it, the show is advertised in there.
That's my local paper.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it was up to me to put that advert in. I didn't have a lot of information at the time about what would be on the show. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. If you happen to see it, send us a little picture.
Oh, they also put it in the Express in Exeter, where Chris Martin's from.
Mate,
last
how
week.
How cool is that, though? I just like things being announced in the local paper now. We should announce everything in there.
Hopefully you have put, like, what is on the show tomorrow in there.
I've put what we've currently got planned for the show. I know, but okay. They need advance warning on these things.
I did my work experience at that paper.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And
that's
now,
cool.
Now you're an advert in there.
That's so cool. So the contents of our show tomorrow in the Southern Daily Echo.
Yes, tomorrow. Yes, you'll be able to see it in there tomorrow.
Send me a little screenshot if you're on the South Coast in that area and you see it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so earlier, Chris thought I offended some people here at Radio 1. There are three people who are leaving, who have sent emails since I've been away saying they're leaving. And I'm telling you, I've never seen these people before in my life. I haven't.
You have.
Now, annoyingly, two of those people did have the same names as two people here that are actually leaving this week. Oh,
and you know them,
it's
right?
It's not the same ones.
Oh, it just happens to be... Right, okay, so two of those names you've now... just random that you found those.
No, there's a girl called Abby who's not that one, and yeah. There's a guy called James who also isn't that one, who are leaving the BBC, but not Radio 1. I know the yes. I know that Abby and James from Radio 1. This is two separate people.
So just to be clear, the
I've
Abby
never
and
seen
James
them.
You said
I think they
earlier.
Work at Watchdog.
So the Abby and James that you said earlier that you've never heard of before...
I know them.
...were a different Abby and James to the ones you're now saying that you do know.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Lisa, you can help me out here. You can feel my pain, right?
I definitely do, 100%.
Right, so I know that you work from home.
I do, yes.
But do you still get all the emails going, hi, we're leaving?
Yes, we get all the we're leaving ones, but the most annoying are the ones where they say, oh, we've left a treat on your desk for when you get in this morning, or like stuff like that, and it's, well, there's nothing on my desk unless you broke in during the night. So we miss out on little chocolate bunnies or whatever it might be that's been left for us.
Right, yeah, so they're telling you about, like, the cakes, leaving cakes and birthday cakes, and you're getting none of it.
And do you know what? No one even wants to chip in with the money on these things, do they? You're, like, reluctant to even give a pound on it.
Well, because we don't really know half those people in the office.
Lisa, have you ever worked with Scott?
No.
No, I've never met you.
That's,
no.
You sure, Scott?
I'd come to your leaving day, though.
Okay, cool.
Oh.
Well, it's not quite
not
yet.
Leaving.
It's not quite yet. Well, you never know. You never know in this business they call show. All right, well, I think they should take you off the cake list at once. It's not fair.
No, it's not fair. Especially if you had a bad day, sometimes you need cake, innit?
The Scott Mills Daily.
We are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Will we appear in the Southern Daily Echo tomorrow with the contents of tomorrow's show?